good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Mike Pence, he said, what about Trump? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please do me a favor, hit the share button, hit the thumbs up, share this out everywhere. You know the routine. Okay, we need to get right into it because we're going to run out of time. I have so much to talk to you about. I mean,
China
is in the news.
China
is in the news.
China.
Right? I mean, it's really, what is going on? It's almost like they're trying to take us into World War III. All right, but before we get to that, let's talk about Mike Pence. I'm going to come right out talking about him. Now, a lot of people was hoping that Mike Pence would have used his constitutional rights, you know, back, you know, when he could have, but he didn't. He did just the opposite. And so many people are asking the question, why wouldn't he? Well, if you ask me, Mike Pence, he's butthurt over President Trump. Something probably happened. He probably said something to him. President Trump probably said something to Mike Pence. Mike Pence didn't like it. He's probably still butthurt about it, right? He really is. And now Mike Pence is running. That is correct, right, Shannon? Mike Pence did put his name into the hat for the presidency of 2024. That's correct, right? So how does that work? I mean, has there ever been a VP running against the president like that before? I mean, has that ever happened before?
Well, I don't know.
You know, I'm wondering because so many things that are happening that's never happened before, like them indicting President Trump, them arresting President Trump in Miami, Florida. There's so many things, so much history is being made right now. So maybe someone who's watching right now, you can send me a message. You can tell me. Yes, President Trump, he did it. Put that on the screen. Someone, go ahead, bring it over before it go away. Flip it over. Look at that. Someone put that in the comments. This is on Facebook, right? Someone put this in the comments. And you know what? If this was an actual picture, I would still vote for him. How about that? I don't know if a troll actually put this out there or what. I don't know. But I would still vote for him. And a lot of these idiots on the left, they don't realize that if they arrest President Trump and they convict him, he can still become president. He can become president. And then after that, he can just pardon himself. Which brings me to Mike Pence. Mike Pence was asked a question by Chuck Snot Todd about if he were president, would he pardon President Trump? And what do you think Mike Pence said? Right? It's a valid question. What do you think Mike Pence said? Well, look at this when Mike Pence is on here with Chuck Todd and he asked him that very question. Listen to this.
You've been asked a few times whether you would pardon the former president if he's convicted and if you were president, would you?
Yeah, would you? It's yes or no. Just yes or no. Yes or no. What do you think he's going to say, everybody? What do you think he's going to say?
Well, I just think the question is premature.
What? The question is premature? What is that? What is that? The question is premature. He's literally stabbing President Trump in the back again. Stabbing him in the back. And he, of course, everyone knows that Chuck the Snot the Todd is a total communist leftist liberal. We all know that he is. And Mike Pence is happy to go in there with him and say, well, you know what? It's premature to ask me that question. It's premature because guess what? Mike Pence, if y'all had the choice right now in the primary between Mike Pence and President Trump, who would you vote for? Who would you vote for? Please leave me a comment. Who would you vote for? If it was Mike Pence or President Trump, who would you vote for right now? Because Mike Pence just said, you know, it's too premature. Is he saying it's too premature because he's not president? And I don't want to be like speaking ahead because I'm not president? Or do you think he's saying that it's too premature because, you know, President Trump could still be found innocent?
No, come on.
Which one you think it is, Shannon?
I think that he's saying it's too premature because he may be guilty. That's what I think he's saying.
But that's exactly what he's saying.
It is a premature question on Britt's part because, let's be honest, Pence is not going to be president, period. It's not even a question in my mind that would be an opportunity he will even have.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it will be either because I was kind of curious how the debate stage will look with Mike Pence on the same debate stage with President Trump. What is that going to look like? So he's going to be, and all presidents just said, you're just a disgruntled employee. Right? Think about it.
I honestly think they'll be friendly with each other.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, because even after all the stuff Pence has said.
I mean, come on. After he just sit there. I mean, yeah. Really? Look what he just said on Chuck Todd. And I said, you know what? My response, if I was Mike Pence, if, I would say what they're doing to President Trump right now should be more of a concern to you about if I'm going to pardon him or not. That's what you need to be addressing. Do you want to be a banana republic? When did we lose sight of what America's supposed to be? See, this is what I would be saying to him. See, this is the reason why they don't let me on there, because I would say stuff like that and they don't want the American people to hear. And because people go, you know what? That's a very good question. Why are you asking about this when they're taking us down the path of a communist nation? Please help me understand that. Help me understand. Well, President Trump, he goes on Fox News, and you know how Fox News got rid of Tucker, and Tucker has been a real Trump supporter. It's like they're trying to weed out all the hardcore Trump supporters, you know, and trying to weed them out. Because even at one point, Tucker Carlson wasn't a hardcore Trump supporter, just to be honest with you. But it's like people see what's happening and people start recognizing the truth. Right. It's just like you have your rhino never Trumpers. Some of those during the 2020 election, 2016 election, those never Trumpers, when they realize, OK, yeah, Trump is the best man for the job at this time, they all kind of like went with him. Except for you still have a few. Right. You still have a few that remain rhinos. Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, you know, the whole lot of them. Well, President Trump goes on Fox News, and this is after apparently Tucker. Right. After they removed Tucker from the platform, President Trump goes on there and Brett Baer is asking President Trump some various questions. And this first one, he asked him about Putin, you know,
Russia.
What would you do about Russia, you know, with the Ukraine? And President Trump has already made it clear that he would stop the war. He would end the war. He knows how to communicate with these people. He knows how to communicate with them. But listen to this.
Look, I talked to him. I said, if you do it, there's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be a catastrophe. Don't do it. He said, no, you won't do that. I told him I was going to do something. He said, no, you will not do that. I said, I will, Vladimir, I will do it. I'm going to do it. And you know what? He didn't believe me. Whatever. It was pretty bad. And he didn't believe me at all, except for maybe 10%. And 10% is all you needed.
And during the time President Trump was in office, what did Putin do? Did Putin invade Ukraine? No, not at all. Not at all. But listen to this next one. I wanted to wait until we got some people on here. If you haven't already, please hit the share button. This next one is so good. This is so good. Now, I don't know about you, but since they've removed Tucker, I have since really watched Fox News at all. I mean, I get clips like this every now and then, or I still kind of like Jesse Waters, okay, and Judge Jeanine. But listen to this, because Brett Baer tries to bring up this point saying more independents watch Fox News and watch President Trump's response. This is golden. Hit the share button.
Continuation. More independent voters watch Fox News than any other TV source.
A lot less than used to watch it.
Did y'all hear that? Oh, my goodness. See, now, you remember President Trump went on the Communist News Network, and then after that, they actually fired the CEO for from letting President Trump come on there. And it was like a town hall, supposed to be like a town hall setting. It was just a debate between the host, which you see here, and President Trump. Same thing. So instead of them doing a town hall, let's just do it here and we'll debate you. You have Fox News, MSDNC, CNN, all of them wanting President Trump to go away. Even Fox News, they're only bringing him on here because you and I, we're still supporting him. Listen to it one more time. Listen to it one more time.
Independent voters watch Fox News than any other TV source.
A lot less than used to watch it.
They do watch. Those voters usually, they usually make up.
Listen to that. And he's in there arguing with President Trump. You know what? President Trump is correct. People are not watching Fox News like they used to. Because the what they've done, they turned their back on the American people. And then have y'all seen what Matt Walsh released about Fox News? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's so repulsive. I can't even show it to you here. It's that bad what Fox News is doing on the inside. And the whole thing about, you know, the whole what month is this? They're pushing that in Fox News. And you have a lot of people on Fox News that call themselves Christians. That speak and they on every now and then, it's very, you know, they do it every now and then, not all the time, but every now and then they'll speak out against this whole craziness that they're doing to kids on Fox News, but they're pushing it company wide. What? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. All right, let me show you this. You know, the southern border, I've been down to the southern border multiple times. And the Democrats try to act like the southern border is secure. And then they even try to say that, well, the southern border didn't get the number of people that they thought they were going to get. Are you kidding me? It was millions upon millions, and they're still coming. It's just no one, the media refused to report on it. See, out of sight, out of mind. As long as you don't see the trafficking of people and children and drugs, guns coming across the border, it's not happening. You know how they say, if there's no video, it never happened. That's what they're doing here. The media is still not talking about it. There's still thousands of people crossing the southern border, but they want people to believe that the border is under control. It's secure. Don't pay attention to it. Don't believe your lying eyes. And also, when they bring this up, split screen for me. You have here on the Communist News Network, you have Jake the Snake. He's going to ask her a question, this congresswoman, a question. Don't you think they should shut down the border? And she's going to say, well, Congress need to come up with comprehensive border reform. And you know what that means? All they want to do is make it possible to fast track these people into the country and make them American citizens. So then that way they can vote. That's their agenda. They don't ever talk about the trafficking, the sex trafficking of children. They don't ever talk about the fentanyl that's killing countless Americans. They don't ever talk about the criminals, the terrorists coming across the border. They're trying to figure out how they can fast track them so they can vote for them.
Do you think President Biden needs to do more to stop migrants from crossing the southern border?
Actually, what I think is that Congress needs to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
I mean, listen to this.
I know that we were expecting a tidal wave of folks coming in, and that did not happen.
See, she just lied. A tidal wave of people did come in, and a tidal wave of people still coming in. It's just the cameras are not showing it. This is how they lie. These people constantly lie, and they expect, and of course, people in Communist News Network, because they don't see it, they're not showing it to them, so it must be true, 1984 style.
So I think what the Biden administration has been doing is important.
Oh, it's important. It's important because this is the takedown of the United States of America. This was important to them. Not keeping America on track, not wanting America to thrive, not America to be successful, not America to be great again. Their agenda is to tear the country down. What do you got, Shannon?
What should have been his follow-up question is Congress just had control of the House, or, you know, the Democrats had control of Congress and Senate.
House and the Senate. They had control of the complete Congress.
Why didn't
Congress.
They pass the legislation that they're all talking about now? If it was so important to do that, why didn't they do it? That should have been the follow-up question.
You know, that's a really good question. Why didn't they do it? Why do you think they didn't do it?
Because what was happening is what they wanted to happen.
Yeah. And it's only because going into election season that they want to talk about it.
The Democrats' problem. They want it to be a Republican problem. So guess what? Let's blame it on Congress because
they didn't do it. They didn't do it when they had control. So now they want the crisis to build up, and now they're blaming them.
Yep.
It's unbelievable that these people they look at themselves and they hold themselves up like they know what's best for all of us. Y'all know what I'm talking about? They believe that they know what's best. They believe they know what's best for you, right? That's why they want to dictate everything, every aspect of your life, because they know what's best for you. Who else do y'all know is like that, right? Who else do y'all know? These people have a different agenda for America. They have a different vision for America and what it should look like and what it should be like. It shouldn't be for the free, you know, the home of the brave. There shouldn't be any of that. It should be this other stuff that they're pushing. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let me talk a little bit about the economy, right? How many of y'all are happy with the gas prices? Are you happy with the gas prices? They're down just a little bit, but they're still high. They're still high from when President Trump was in office, and all this could be preventable. Let me ask you this. When you go to the grocery store, are you still happy with your receipt when you walk out the door? Did you get everything that you wanted to get? Remember how it was when President Trump was in office and the economy was booming? You can go to the store, your 401k looked lovely. What is it like now? Are you happy with it now? You have the Biden regime, this Biden White House, literally lying to the American people. And they come out and they say, look, everything is fine. The households are a lot better. No one's complaining. Everything is great. But even here on the Communist News Network, they're even acknowledging that people are not buying the crap that's coming out of the Biden regime.
I think what the Biden administration is challenged by, in addition to what Phil just laid out, is that what people are feeling at home is different than the message they're portraying. And they understand that there's a conflict there.
No, they understand there's a conflict there, people. Do they understand that there's a conflict? Do they? If they understood that there was a conflict there, then why in the world would the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, constantly go behind a podium and lie? If they know that there's a conflict in them lying to the American people. And see, the only reason why the lie is not working, because you and I, the American people, we're experiencing opposite of what they're telling us to believe.
They do have a record. They do have accomplishments, but they also know that people at home still think gas is too high.
They think, you hear that? They think gas is too high. This is 1984, right here, playing out right in front of your eyes. 1984, listen to her. See, they think that gas is still too high. I mean, really? What do you mean we think? I can look at it and see that the gas is still too high and it's unnecessary. Listen to her.
People at home still think gas is too high. It might be lower than what it was a year ago, but they still say there's pain at the pump. The same thing at the grocery store with prices, with the price of goods, their rent going up, all these things that people say they don't think they're in a great financial position.
Yeah. I mean, really, everything. So I know somebody right now, I was actually talking to a family member and it's in a different state, and they were complaining because their rent went up. And this particular family member lives off the government. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Now, and it's really bizarre because this person has a degree. I mean, I'm trying not to get too much information. But this person is living off the government and they're complaining because the rent went up. It doesn't make a lick of sense. Complaining. But then they turn around and support the same people that did this. Same people. And they want us, and people are seeing that the rent going up, the food is still up, that gas price is still up. And if they take us into World War III, everything I just listed is going to go up or disappear.
That people say they don't think they're in a great financial position. So it's hard for them to receive a message from the president saying, hey, you guys are doing better. Look what I've done. It's just, I think there's a disconnect there that, quite frankly, there's no easy answer for how the White House deals with that disconnect, because they kind of don't really have a way to fix it.
You don't say. Maybe stop lying. Right. Maybe, you know, let's start there. I mean, am I missing something? Start there. Stop lying to the American people. They're literally lying to us 1984, and they're constantly regurgitating the same lie over and over and over and over and over again. The problem is people have read the book. People read the book, and then we get to say it out loud. 1984, they're literally lying, saying, hey, everybody, it's better, it's better, it's better. Everything is better, it's better. And of course, you know, on the Communist News Network, and I'm surprised MSDNC was even playing this, even allowing her to talk. Commercial break. Because she literally just said that the White House has been lying to the American people, and American people aren't buying it because there's a disconnect, and they don't understand why. They can't figure it out. Listen to Donald's. Listen to this, because he actually talked about how the way they did with the economy and how they did with black people. Now think about this. This is today's Juneteenth, right? Should we even talk about the 21 people shot? Juneteenth celebration? It's supposed to be a celebration. And you know, they still shooting each other. But anyways. Listen to this, because they don't ever seem to make the connection. And if there's anybody on here that loved Obama, think Obama was the greatest, tell me what you think after listening to this.
With respect to President Obama, he had 60 votes in the Senate. And what did they do? They did Obamacare, and they did the worst financial regulation in our country's history, Dodd-Frank, which has actually eviscerated community banks and is hurting and stopping small businesses, minority-owned businesses, from being able to access capital right now in our country. They started that under his presidency. I think if you look at where Republicans stand, not to speak for Tim Scott, he'll speak for himself, but we want to give parents all opportunities to find the best academic outcome for their child, the best place to do that. We want to have a free-flowing capital system so you can start a small fledgling business and find different avenues to get capital into that system. We want safe streets and safe communities by following the rule of law. And what we also want is a justice system that is a respecter of all persons, and it follows the law even-handedly across the board, that doesn't pick and choose. That is the conservative value system. That's the Republican value system.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But we don't have that anymore, because it's not equal justice under the law when it comes to the left and how they want to apply the law. Am I wrong? I mean, is there anybody on here want to tell me that I'm wrong? Prove it to me, right? Because I can prove it to you how it's not equal. Every single time a Democrat does something, what happens to him? Right? Joe Biden, Obama, right? Well, not even Joe Biden. Obama did the exact same thing. Bill Clinton did the exact same thing. They took documents. No indictments came for them. Why is that? They want people to believe that President Trump was trying to share these documents. And there's no proof of that. This is them doing hearsay. And of course, because there's no equal justice under the law, the left, they will take hearsay as factual information. Well, he said that she said that they said Trump was guilty, so he must be guilty. No tangible proof or nothing that he was trying to share these documents with
Russia, Russia, Russia.
I mean, it's the same talking point. So because they regurgitated that 1984 lie so many times, they believe it themselves. Like they don't even comprehend what is reality any longer. These are the same people that tell you a man can have a kid, get pregnant. Same people. But we're supposed to believe on everything else. Listen to this one, because this one is, to me personally, highly disturbing. This is highly disturbing what they're doing, what this lady says. And this lady is a congresswoman. Now, I don't think this was even a slip up, what she's about to say about President Trump. And MSDNC, I don't even think they even corrected her. She tried to flip it and change it real quick. But this is the congresswoman. Listen to what she says. She wants to happen. What she wants to happen to President Trump. You can't make it up.
Having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it.
You see what I'm saying? Where's the evidence that President Trump was sharing classified information? Where's the evidence of that? Where was it at? Where is it at? Is it sitting on a server somewhere? Did President Trump use BitBleach to remove that information? Was it sitting on a BlackBerry? Did President Trump take a hammer to it and destroy it? Did he go in back with a barrel and throw documents in it and burn it? Did he do it by a pigeon? Did he put the documents on a pigeon and had the pigeon fly to Russia? Which is it? Where did it happen? Now, listen to what she says here at the end of this, because this is, if you ask me, this is how all of these Democrats feel about President Trump and what they want to do to him.
In his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be shot. Stop.
What did you hear? What did you hear? I'm just curious. What did you hear? One more time. What did you hear? What did you hear? I'm not going to say anything. What did you hear? Because a lot of people go, what did she just say?
Should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be shot. Stopped.
I mean, is she speaking her mind? Did she realize what she just said? And be like, wait a minute, I didn't mean to say that here. I got too comfortable saying what I really feel. Which is it? If it was the other way around, do you think that the DOJ, the FBI would pay that congresswoman a visit? Let's just say that Obama was in office and she happened to be white and she was on a conservative outlet. Can't say Fox News, but she was on a conservative outlet and she said the same thing. Do you think that the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, the DOD even would pay her a visit? Somebody would. Don't you think? But in this case, oh, it's perfectly fine because she's talking about President Trump.
I mean, we're talking about an ex-president.
Yes.
Somebody that has more Secret Service clearance than she does.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody that has more access to the truth, uh-huh. to be honest, yep. than she does.
Yep.
100%. Their hate, you know, it's just tedious.
Yeah. And so, and
that's
people,
all it is.
Rodney Jones says, I heard shot. You know what, Rodney? You are 100% correct. You're 100% correct. Let's put the comments on the screen if we can, because a lot of people heard it. You heard it correctly. You did hear it. That's exactly what she said. Then she said, stopped. Now, you know good and well, that's what she wants, right? And that's what they want. And I've said it multiple times already. It's kind of like, why haven't they?
Well, I mean, it seems like it's normal dialogue for her, probably with her, you know, her associates. So, you know, she gets on TV and she thinks, oh, I'm talking to a liberal. I can say this. But then she all of a sudden has to censor herself really quick.
Yeah.
You know, but still it got out there for sure.
Yeah, it got out there. And I just shared it with everybody. I just shared it with everybody.
Yeah, so you can hear it for yourself.
Yep.
Right?
You know what? Hey,
make your own decision.
Hey, make your own. And that's why I said, what did you hear? What did you hear? But that's what I heard. And she quickly changed it. She quickly changed it. But you know what? Then I mean, own up to it. They hate him that much. They'll send people, or they'll encourage people. Let me put it that way. They'll encourage people to go to a Supreme Court justice's home and kill them. Why wouldn't they want to do this to President Trump? I mean, come on, people. Come on. And you notice that they were even fighting them about having security for the Supreme Court justices, because if some nut job, some leftist whack job out there ends up taking out a Supreme Court justice, the left ought to go, oh, you know what? His career or her career was XYZ, but now we get to pick somebody else. That's all it'll be. So since they can't just pick somebody right now, that, you know, if we can't stack them, get rid of them. Okay, let's go to
China.
Right? Let's go to China. Oh, excuse me. Okay. China. Blinken decides to go to China because China was not taking the phone call. So it's like this. I guess in this case, the United States of America is, how do I say this in a polite way, Shannon? Okay, it's like this. A bad girlfriend. You know, we got a bad relationship here. You have China on one hand, and then you have the United States of America. But the United States of America is constantly calling China. Pick up the phone. Ring, 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 ring. No one is picking up the phone. No one's picking up the phone. So the it's not a good relationship. So the person is keep calling, so they hop in their car and they drive across town. How come you're not answering your phone? How come you're not answering your phone? I've been calling you. Yeah, you're calling me. You're crazy. Look what y'all doing. We're crazy over here, but y'all really crazy. So they fly. He flies over to China. And I guess that since he's over there, he's in the airspace now. They're coming in. They have to kind of like prance him around and talk to him. Well, Blinken's over there. And let me ask this question, too. All the other times in the past when they talked about Taiwan, did they say that that the United States of America does not recognize Taiwan as a sovereign nation, as an independent nation? Or did they say that we do? We recognize their sovereignty. We recognize their independence. Didn't they constantly say that? We recognize that? How many times? It's like countless times that I remember them saying it. Even, China is saying that Taiwan is part of China. But the United States of America say we support their independence. Well, listen to Blinken now. After his visit with
China,
all of a sudden he's saying this.
On Taiwan, I reiterated the longstanding U.S. One China policy. That policy has not changed. It's guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the 3 joint communiques, the 6 assurances. We do not support Taiwan independence.
You hear this? Right there. Right there. They don't support Taiwan's independence. So when did that change? Because I'm telling you, they were constantly saying, am I wrong? Put it in the comments. Will, you're wrong. They never supported their independence. They've been clear about that from day one, about 2 years ago. Where you been, Will? Put it in the comments. Let me know.
We do not support Taiwan independence. We remain opposed to any unilateral changes to the status quo by either side. We continue to expect the peaceful resolution of cross-strait differences.
I mean, it's like a whole bunch of hot air. In one sentence, he's saying, we don't recognize their independence, so China, go ahead on in. Go ahead on in. Put the comments on the screen there. Go ahead on in. We don't care. We don't even recognize their independence. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe I was just dreaming it. That they were constantly saying that they recognize Taiwan's independence. Remember, Nancy Pelosi got on the airplane, went over there saying that we recognize their independence and we're going to fly into the country. There's nothing you can do about it.
China.
Remember? Y'all remember that? Because everyone was monitoring the plane. They was monitoring her plane because they were wondering if China was going to shoot it down. Everybody was monitoring it. You remember that? I do. I'm like, so now we don't recognize their independence. Am I wrong? Where they were saying it, right? I'm not just dreaming, right? That, right? I'm not dreaming. Well, look at this one. Listen to this report about when he was over there kissing up. I mean, that's all it was. He was kissing up. He got a stench in his nostrils right now.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gong held what they called candid and constructive talks Sunday in Beijing, though they seemed to agree on little beyond keeping the conversation going. After a 5.5-hour meeting followed by a dinner, the State Department said Blinken stressed the need to reduce the risk of misperception and miscalculation, which was what he listed as his top objective for the meeting on Friday in Washington.
To establish open and empowered communications so that our two countries responsibly manage our relationship, including by discussing challenges, by addressing misperceptions, and avoiding miscalculations.
Yeah, so he had to hop on the airplane to go talk to them directly because they were not taking their phone calls. Their counterparts were not taking their phone calls. None of them. It was like total communication. And everybody was like, what's going on? That's the reason why he had to go over there. How come China didn't fly over here? How come they didn't fly over here? Right? If China's having a problem saying, hey, what's going on? Why didn't they fly over here? But no, just the opposite.
Chinese state media quoted Qin as having pointed out that the Taiwan issue is the core of China's core interests, the most important issue in Sino-U.S. relations, and the most prominent risk. Ties between the countries have deteriorated across the board, raising concern they might one day clash militarily over the self-governed island of Taiwan, which China claims as its own. The trip was the first visit to China by a U.S. Secretary of State in 5 years. Blinken postponed a February trip after a suspected Chinese spy balloon flew over U.S. airspace. He is the highest-ranking U.S.
Right there. Right there. You remember the balloon? So did he bring up the question about the balloon? Did he bring up the question about the
Kung Flu?
Did he bring up the question about the fentanyl coming into the United States of America? Did he bring up the question about all of that? Did he? I don't think he did. He's just like, look, whatever you want, we'll give it to you. Just answer our phone calls, whatever it is you want, because we know that you own China, Joe. You control Beijing, Biden. Whatever it is you want, we'll give it to you. And that's what it's like. This was happening. And it still looks like we're going to end up going in World War III. I don't want that to happen, but it really looks that way. And I want y'all to look, this is a response after what Blinken, you know, he's over this thing. I call him Stinking Blinken. He's over in China. And Biden was asked about the balloon. Like, all of a sudden, you got a reporter finally asking the question to Joe Biden about the balloon. And after all of this time, he finally responds about the balloon. What do you think Joe Biden says about the balloon? What do you think he says? Listen to this. And while you're at it, please hit the share button.
I think one of the things that balloon caused was not so much that it got shot down, but I don't think the leadership knew where it was and knew what was.
You hear this? He's saying, I don't think that
China
knew where the balloon was. I don't think they knew where it was or what happened to it or what it was doing. This dude is playing willfully ignorant. He sounds like he's doing the CCCP talking points. This tells you, this tell the Americans this. This is probably the memo he got from CCP. This tell the stupid Americans this right here, stupid Joe Biden, and they'll believe it. At least the people who follow you, stupid, will believe it. Really? So the United States of America monitored that balloon as soon as it left from
China.
And they monitored it when it went into Alaska. And they were monitoring when it went into Canada. Then they were monitoring when it went back into the United States of America. Then they were monitoring it when it was crossing over military bases, missile silos from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. The United States of America was monitoring this spy balloon. But Joe Biden had the nerve to come out here and lie to the American people as if we're going to believe him, saying that China didn't know anything about the balloon. They didn't know where the balloon was. Did he talk to China? They've been refusing to take his phone call. So where did he get that information from? Where did he get it from? Should we just take it for face value? Oh, it's just a balloon gathering all the data on the United States of America while we're in the potential verge of going into World War III?
Got shot down, but I don't think the leadership knew where it was and knew what was in it and knew what was going on. I think it was more embarrassing than it was intentional.
It was more embarrassing than it was intentional? You can't make this stuff up. You can't. It's like comical.
And so I'm hoping that over the next several months, I'll be meeting with Xi again and talking about legitimate differences we have, but also how those areas we can get along.
And how the areas we can get along. Beijing, Biden. See, this is the reason why no one trusts the Biden regime. No one trusts the government. Blatantly lying to all of us. How is it that the United States of America is monitoring this balloon from China to Alaska, to Canada, to the West Coast of America, to the East Coast, but China doesn't know what a balloon is? If China didn't know what a balloon was, as soon as it came in our airspace, it shouldn't have been an issue shooting it down then. Why let it come into the country? This is because they're controlled and owned by the CCP people. Controlled and owned. Controlled and owned. Prove me wrong. I just showed you everything that proves that very thing. That's the reason why I'm saying it. Prove me wrong. You know how the left are constantly talking about how they want to ban books, right? You hear that all the time. The Republicans want to ban books. They don't want children to get edumacated. They're banning books. Next, they're going to be burning books. But they never tell anybody what's in the books. is child pornography. I talked about this story on my LFA broadcast. They talk about it's all child pornography in these books. And I mentioned before, you used to go to jail if you had child pornography. You know, if you get caught in the FBI, well, supposedly the FBI, the police department, whatever, and they get your mobile device, your computers, whatever, and you have child pornography on it, you go to jail even longer for it. Even though you never even been around those kids, just having the child pornography, period. So what they've done, instead of having on their home computers, they probably still do, but they want to take the child pornography and put it in school books and take it to the kiddies so they can see the pornography firsthand. They're even saying that I guess they're saying it's mentally castrating kids if you don't allow them to see this pornographic material in schools. They're literally saying this. Listen to this with Jen Psaki. These people are demonic, evil people. Listen to this.
Why do you think this has become a passion project of some conservatives?
I continue hearing people making the argument that we're doing it because we want to prevent our students from having discomfort or guilt, because we don't want our students to be able to really wrestle with these really difficult things in times when they're maturing as individuals. And difficult historical points.
I mean, listen to this, right? They're saying, oh my goodness, we don't want children to feel uncomfortable, right? They don't want children to feel uncomfortable.
But the thing I realized, and I wanted to speak out about it, is that's actually not true. It's a guise.
It's not about making kids uncomfortable.
It's not about making kids feel uncomfortable.
Then what's it about? Right? Because kids do feel uncomfortable when you start showing them perverted sexual content when they don't need to say it. Why are we even having this discussion? Why are they sitting there saying this on national television, MSSTD, about kids reading pornographic books in school? What in the world is going on? This is what they're talking about. They leave that part out conveniently, but that's what they're talking about. Pornographic books for children in school.
It's about telling other kids that they shouldn't understand their own power.
Listen to this.
It's castrating them.
It's castrating them because you don't want the kids to know about anal sex, two males together? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This infuriates me. And then he's just on there, you know, the tie and just, you know, just talking real soft, like, you know, it's just castrating them. You know, it's not about making kids feel uncomfortable. Perverts, pedophiles, they're pushing pedophilia. And it's everywhere. Look at this. This is at a school. This is, if I'm not mistaken, this was at a school in Vancouver. Now, look at this. Look at this. What? Grooming kids. And see, this whole June month, the six color rainbow gay flag is all about sexualization, teaching little boys to like little boys and little girls to like little girls. It's perversion. Look at this. What? What would you, I mean, for everyone watching this, what would you do if you found out that they had your kid in this march with this perversion? Look at this. Kids. And see, if I talk about this on YouTube and Facebook, man, they'll get butthurt. You sure we're not on Facebook, right? Because, man, me talking about this, they'll get so angry with me. I'm like, how dare you, Will Johnson? They just want the kids to be loved. Yeah, there's one particular type of love that they're wanting to do. Just like this out of Canada. Listen to this, because these demonic people, and I played some of this in my LFA broadcast, but I'm going to skip through some of this. Listen to this, because they have this whole agenda that everyone who's wanting to protect children, you're the one that's bad. Even this reporter here, this news demonic reporter here, this woman here, the anti-LGBT people. What? Leave the kids alone and you won't even have to worry about it, you sick freak.
To Pride Month 2023, the clock seems to be ticking backward. It wasn't that long ago that the fear and vulnerability felt for generations in the LGBTQ2+ community seemed to slowly be easing. Yet tonight, we have another sobering reminder of the hate and open aggression that still very much exists.
Yeah, this, the hate and open aggression that still very much exists. Right? Because here it is. You see some kids are stepping on the sodomite flags. Right? The sodomy flags. They're stepping on them. And they call this hate. Oh, my goodness. This is hate. Leave the kids alone. How, I mean, isn't that more hateful, wanting to teach kids about anal sex and homosexual sex? Why is that not hateful? It's perverted. It's sick. Why is that not hateful?
We will protect trans kids! We will protect trans kids!
This afternoon, outside a school in Ottawa, tensions flared as hundreds of counter-protesters standing in solidarity with LGBT Q2+ people faced off with anti-trans demonstrators. The flashpoint of their anger? Children and their gender rights and identity. Now, this is just the latest in a growing string of hostile standoffs throughout this country. Taria Isri reports.
The children of anti-trans demonstrators.
The children of anti-trans demonstrators. Like, you know, they make sure they said everyone who's wanting to protect children are anti. You see the play of words here? All the ones who want to protect children, you're anti this, you're anti trans, you're anti LGBT, you're anti perversion. Like, it's a bad thing to be anti that crap. Now, again, if you're an adult and you want to live a certain lifestyle, Will Johnson's not going to come to your house and tell you not to live that way. But you start doing this crap to kids, showing this crap to kids. Talking about, well, we need to educate the kids. No, you perverted. You're sick. You're sick. Leave the kids alone. You don't like me saying it? You have to get over it. Leave the kids alone.
Trampled on pride flags in front of a school. In a rally that's a microcosm for the rising hostility facing the queer community in Canada.
Assault! Assault!
It all erupted on a normally quiet residential street in Ottawa, with police making at least 5 arrests.
Okay, let me skip it through here because I want to get to this one part. So you know this guy, right? You've seen this gentleman before. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. He does a lot of videos and put them on Twitter. And all he does is wear a sign that's saying that, you know, stop giving children puberty blockers because it's castrating them, right? And he said, or he'll wear a sign that says men are men, women are women, right? And they all come unglued and they get angry at him. They start yelling at him. And sometimes they want to, you know, assault him and stuff. And he's just saying reality stuff. But listen to what they say going up to, because they cut him off after he says about boys and girls. Watch, like, this is a bad thing.
York Region Catholic School Board voted against raising the pride flag. An anti-trans activist from BC organized the rally in Ottawa against what he calls gender ideology.
Why are we doing telling kids that boys and girls aren't real?
Chris Elston is behind similar events across the country.
I'm pro free speech. I think everyone deserves to have their voices heard.
But people who live in the area oppose the message and the location.
Oh, yeah. I mean, protesting at a school, like, give me a break. It's like protesting at the hospital. That's another pretty straightforward thing.
Well, if they're castrating kids at the hospital, I can see why people will protest at the hospital. Right? That's why that would be happening. There's a guy in here. Let me see if I can find it. There's a guy in here. I think this is it here, where he's talking about they shouldn't be protesting at the school. Instead, they should go down to, I believe he refers to someplace like City Hall or where they're, you know, passing laws and stuff like that. Basically, don't come to where the sick adults are trying to pervert your children. Go somewhere else and protest.
Anti-trans bills passed throughout North America.
I am disappointed to see that anti-trans protesters have decided to make their grievances heard in front of schools as opposed to Queen's Park or Parliament, where protests are perhaps better suited.
In Parliament, right? You hear that? In Parliament. It's better suited they go protest in front of Parliament instead of where the anti...
Where it's actually effective is basically what he's saying.
Yeah, that's
it's
what effect- it is effective there.
You don't take the war where the war's not
exactly.
at. The war is in the schools.
Yes. But that's what they want you to do. They want you to take it elsewhere so no one will really pay attention to it. But how dare you bring your protests at the school, the same place that we want to pervert your children? How dare you? How dare you?
The demon.
Okay. Yeah, you can get it off the screen. Okay, now I want to share something else with you because we're going to run out of time here. Now, I played this one earlier, and my producer, she was like, well, so I'm going to have to play it again. It's pretty funny. She's laughing now because she gets it now.
I don't know.
So, have you seen this? I'm asking my switchboard operator. Have you yet seen this? Okay. So, let's just play it. And go full screen for me, too.
I've been thinking about something lately, you know. We've been dating for more than 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, and we still haven't had sex. We still haven't had sex, baby. I want to have sex with you. That's what I want to do, baby.
It's part of my religion. I only have sex after marriage.
Yeah,
I've explained that to you.
I know that, but it's like you never get turned on. You never get horny. I never touched your vagina before. I never got a chance to even touch or seen your vagina.
Maybe if a man proposed to me the way they're supposed to,
okay,
I would probably get turned on.
All right, well, in that case, say no more.
Right there, look at this.
Oh my God.
This is what they've been waiting on. This is what she's been waiting on, right?
She's a boy. You just gotta let it go.
Oh my goodness. You can tell it's a stick or something, but dude, it's still good. Okay. I had to put it out there. Okay. All right, let me play the rest of this. Let's go.
It's called Policy 713, passed 3 years ago by the New Brunswick government to create an inclusive environment around gender identity for LGBTQ2+ students.
The revised policy will come into effect on July 1st.
But changes announced by the education minister require, among other things, parental consent for children under 16 who want to identify by a different name and pronoun.
We do not exclude parents in their child's life.
Premier.
See, they're having this problem in Canada, too, where these perverts don't want you to have a say-so in your child's education or your child changing their name to they, them, she, her, this crap.
Blaine Higgs defended the changes Thursday, but it sparked a backlash, including from the Prime Minister.
Trans kids in New Brunswick are being told they don't have the right to be their true selves, that they need to ask permission.
Do you hear this? The trans kids don't have the right to be them true selves. What? Then stop trying to convince them to be something that they're not. See, this is how you know you're dealing with demonic demons, demonic spirits, because you're going to come out there and tell a little boy, I mean, you can't be your full self unless you cut off your genitals. What in the world? See, this dude here is so demonic. I mean, I couldn't believe
Higgs
it.
Higgs defended the changes Thursday, but it sparked a backlash, including from the Prime Minister.
Trans kids in New Brunswick are being told they don't have the right to be their true selves, that they need to ask permission. Well, trans kids need to feel safe, not targeted by politicians.
Really? Why is this even a conversation to convince little girls that they're not little girls? Why is that even a conversation to tell little boys that they can be little girls? This is perversion at a scale like Sodom and Gomorrah. What did you think Sodom and Gomorrah looked like? What did you think the days of Noah looked like with all the perversion and all the crime and all of the just lawlessness taking place? What did you think it looked like?
It's unfortunate the Prime Minister wouldn't look at the big picture and understand that families, parents play a role in the children's upbringing.
But Higgs also faces blowback from his own caucus. 8 MLAs, including 6 cabinet ministers, boycotted Thursday's sitting in the legislature, issuing a statement expressing our extreme disappointment in a lack of process and transparency. One minister spoke about it recently.
The people that have fought so long for inclusivity
feel like they're having something taken away. So we have to be able to put ourselves in those shoes.
Conservative politicians in the U.S. have seized on the issue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is embroiled in a fight with Disney and has passed several anti-LGBTQ2+ laws.
We're not doing the pronoun Olympics in Florida. It's not happening here.
In Toronto, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre sidestepped when asked his view of the New Brunswick policy changes.
I'll let provinces make decisions about their education system.
You know what? Personally, it should just come out. He just said, you know, leave the kids alone. You know, people that are like influencers, game influencers, and I talked about it last week. What was that? What was that gamer's name? Nick Merks. He lost his endorsement with Call of Duty because he simply said, leave the kids alone. He said, that's all he said. Leave the kids alone. That's the root cause or something like that. But he wasn't even attacking the sodomite community. He simply said, just leave the kids alone. And they removed him from the platform. They removed his he had like a game package deal, whatever on there. And they removed him from it and saying, we're going to protect and defend our LGBT community family. That's the reason why they removed him. When he simply said, leave the kids alone. That's the perversion. It is crazy. All right, get it off the screen. And also, y'all see that the colors, right? The colors of the rainbow, the gay rainbow, they have 6 colors. If y'all haven't looked that up, go look at it. Just take some time. Now, I'm not talking about the one where they added all the trans and everything, right? Trying to make it inclusive, right? You know, the one, their main one. The one that had the emoji that they use, their main one only has 6 colors. God's rainbow has 7 colors. So that's why they came up with all the other ones adding on there, because they have to have more colors than God. They're perverted. Hey, let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Have y'all heard of Mammoth Nation? I've talked about it a couple of times. I've talked about it several times, actually. You know, with Target, and then you have all these other companies going completely woke. Wouldn't you love to be able to shop somewhere where you don't have to worry about this wokeism, right? A company that's going to actually support Americans and American-based businesses. Don't you think that would be the ideal thing to do? Well, mammothnation.com, and there's a link in the description. There's a link in the description right now. Go ahead, split screen for me. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. And what better way to stop supporting a woke company than to support a business that supports American and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of. Hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories. We kind of need to get some of those right now. And so much more. Visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. And just click the link in the description. It's in the description right here on Rumble. Click that link. All right, everybody. And look, they have so many awesome things on there. Go check it out, mammothnation.com. Just check it out. And if you're like, okay, you know what? I see what you're saying, Will. Use promo code WILL, get 30% off. It's really worth it. It really is. Okay, everybody, we are here at the end. Thank you so much for all of the blessing and all the support. If you haven't already, please hit the thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up. It's really easy, really simple. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.